Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The governor wants to be petulant and not shake the hand of a partner. That's on him. It's not going to change our direction. Our direction is that the pulse of the membership and what's important to them. We're going to have bills move through the process.
Miami Republican and Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez is downplaying rifts with the governor's office as the legislative session opens. Tensions between Governor Ron DeSantis and leadership are raising questions about legislation on housing affordability, addressing property taxes, insurance costs, rent, and the supply of homes. In Michigan, President Donald Trump voiced confidence in the economy in spite of stubborn inflation, consumer jitters, and slow job growth. The White House says tariffs and regulatory rollbacks are bringing new investments in manufacturing, meaning stronger vehicle production and sales. Half a dozen federal prosecutors have resigned from the Justice Department offices in Minnesota. They say they were told to investigate the widow of a Minneapolis woman shot by an ICE officer. One had overseen the probe into benefits fraud cited by the White House in criticism of the Somali community. California watchdogs say they're concerned about plans for a new city in Solano County backed by tech billionaires. Supporters promise innovation and jobs, but critics say its structure could replace elected leadership with appointed control. Jeremy Mack with the Phoenix Project says ultra-wealthy donors have put in much of the $1.5 billion that has gone to efforts that end up subverting democracy nationally in recent years.
Billionaires are able to use their personal wealth foundations to channel into these different efforts that are ultimately in support of the destruction of democratic safeguards.
Ahead of the midterms, the Democratic National Committee says it's putting nearly $750,000 into voter registration drives in Nevada and Arizona. They're targeting underrepresented communities in the two swing states. Danielle Monroe Marino is the chair of the Nevada Democratic Party.
We can't win statewide without earning the support of young voters, Black voters, Latino voters, AAPI voters, as well as white working class voters.
More Nevada voters now register as independent or nonpartisan than with either major party. Black Democratic office holders there say the investment reflects a broader argument about which party best represents working families. Missouri Democratic State Representative Ray Reed is reviving legislation that would allow qualified DACA recipients to get professional licenses after completing education and passing exams. He cites the case of one St. Louis woman.
When it came time for her to get her nursing license, the state of Missouri said, thanks for paying your taxes, but because you are not a U.S. citizen, we will not license you to be a nurse in the state of Missouri.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.